here's a story from The World.
This month marks the four-year anniversary of a failed coup in Turkey. Since then, the government in Ankara has jailed tens of thousands of people and continues to hunt down thousands more. Many of those people escaped to Europe, but it turns out they aren't necessarily safe there. Annie Horvath reports.
On July 15, 2016, a group within the Turkish military tried to overthrow the government. By sunrise, it was clear that the coup failed and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had survived. The crackdown began the next day with the arrest and torture of thousands of soldiers and military cadets. But soon, Erdogan was targeting civilians as well.
Şimdi kaçıyorlar. Kaçacak delik arıyorlar.
They are escaping. They look for a hole to escape. Wherever they escape, we will chase after them.
President Erdogan and his government have gone after people they accuse of being terrorists, notably the followers of Imam Fethullah Gulen, a one-time Erdogan ally. They call themselves Gulenists, and they were once a powerful force inside Turkey. Since 2016, Turkey has shut them down, expropriating $10 billion worth of assets and closing Gulenist media outlets and schools. Nate Schenken is with Freedom House and an expert on Turkey. He says Gulenists have been left jobless with no chance of restarting their careers. And he says most of them are innocent.
You know, with the people in the Gulen movement, it's not even clear, or I would say it's rather quite clear, they had nothing, the vast majority of them had nothing to do with any of this, whether it was the coup attempt or any other kind of violence.
Many Gulenists have sought refuge in Europe, but haven't always found it. One of those people is businessman Abdullah Buyuk. Buyuk moved from Turkey to neighboring Bulgaria in early 2016, thinking the country would be safe for him as an EU member. He went to the state agency for refugees to ask about asylum, but was met instead by two members of the Bulgarian intelligence service.
One of them offered, "Let us help you with your business here. You can attend the Gulen movement meetings. You let us know who attends those meetings and what they say." I didn't agree to that, saying I was already cooperating by answering their questions.
Bulgarian courts denied an extradition request from Turkey for Buyuk. But in Turkey, the foreign minister announced that they were bringing back a person of interest from Bulgaria. Buyuk was on his way to a meeting when police blocked his vehicle. Bulgarians promptly handed him over to Turkish authorities at the border. He stands accused of being a member of a terrorist organization and was detained in prison for more than 3 years. Although Bulgaria is a signatory to the Geneva Convention guaranteeing the rights of asylum seekers, at least 7 more individuals are known to have been handed over by the Bulgarians. Human rights activists say countless others have been illegally pushed back at the Bulgarian and Greek borders. Turks have found trouble in other countries as well, including Germany, where they make up the third largest group of asylum seekers. One is a 29-year-old journalist who didn't want to give her name. She fled with a group of 11 other Turks across the Evros River to Greece. There, they encountered police. Along with other migrants, they were put into a van.
We didn't know what was happening or where they were taking us.
Finally, the vehicle came to a stop.
They started to pull us toward the river. We said we didn't want to go back and reminded them of the Geneva Convention. But they were so harsh and never gave a response.
She says a group of masked men appeared from the forest and started to beat them with batons. She tried to protect her husband, but they turned on her. A man speaking broken Turkish told them, "You are a big problem here." After hiding in the forest for a night, the group eventually made it to Germany. Germany grants protection to less than half of the Turks who apply, according to official records. The journalist's family was denied asylum, and their case is under appeal. Turkey has been putting pressure on Germany to go after Gulenists. Among those wanted is Engin Sağ, who was working at a Gulenist TV station before he fled Turkey. He learned he was on a wanted list when German police knocked on his door.
Nisan da olabilir. Yani tam şimdi tarihi tam hatırlamıyorum. Polis burada kapımızı çaldı. Dedi ki,
"The police said the Turkish government gave your name to the German government. Your name and photo were in their documents."
The police warned Sağ not to go back to Turkey and promised him the protection of a neighborhood patrol. But Sağ is still concerned about the possible actions of German Turks, many of whom are Erdogan supporters.
I came across two Turks in the midst of a quarrel. One threatened the other, saying, I'm going to report you to the Turkish consulate. They use this as a threat.
Sağ says Turks are encouraged to file complaints using the mobile app of the Turkish police, circumventing German authorities. Hüseyin Demir taught human rights law in the capital Ankara and now runs refugee support action in Germany. He says the Turkish government threatens dissidents by going after relatives back in Turkey.
In Turkey, no one is safe. If they can't find you, they arrest your son or your wife.
He points out that even mothers with infants are imprisoned in Turkey. His own son was detained in Ankara for 5 days.
He is saying that because of you, now I am in danger. You destroyed my life. And so you can imagine how I feel.
In Germany, as in other parts of Europe, exiled Turks can't rest easily. Turkey suspended operations against dissidents for 3 months due to the coronavirus. But by June, Turkey announced operations had resumed with the arrest of 78 suspects. For The World, I'm Annie Horvath.